You're listening to Powder Radio, brought to you by Powder Magazine. Hello, and welcome to another edition of The Storytellers on Powder Radio. I'm your host, Sam Taggart, and today we'll be hearing from photographer Ulrich Longhager, winner of this year's Photo of the Year Award at the 17th Annual Powder Awards. When I first saw Ulrich's work, I was blown away. It was ski photography in a whole new light. He follows his best friends, a ski posse, a group of Swedes, they call themselves The Bunch, around the world and back again. Ulrich's shots capture beautiful landscapes, urban settings, or wherever else the group ends up wanting to ski. Last winter, they spent a month living in a surplus army tent, traveling around Norway. Since then, they've visited India, gone across Europe, and have most recently landed for some time in North America. Ulrich's photographs are vibrant and interestingly framed. The skiers become part of the image in a new way. A selection of his work can be found in this year's photo annual issue, featured alongside words from Powder correspondent Kate Kritschko about how the Bunch just oozes style and keeps skiing fun. But Ulrich's got more up his sleeve as an artist, photographer, and a skier. Today, let's hear from him to find out how he got his start in photography, about his outlook in the mountains, about plans for the future, and he gets some personal commentary on how this year's Photo of the Year winning shot came together in Norway. I'm excited to have Ulrich Longhager here. He's calling in from Whistler. We're on The Storytellers, and Ulrich's photo won Photo of the Year this year at the 17th Annual Powder Awards. How are you feeling, man? That's a pretty big honor.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's amazing. I actually didn't expect that at all. It have been big things happening for me the last couple of weeks, so very excited about that.
Go into that. What kind of things are going on in your life?
Yeah, actually, I just take a year off from school and doing my first year where I actually like 100% focused on photography. Yeah, and now it's like getting a lot of missions in photography and skiing, which I really love. And also doing art photography and have a lot of exhibitions that have been selling pretty good. And yeah, things is going pretty well, actually.
What is it about photography that catches your eye so much? You have the exhibitions, you have all these projects, you're taking a year off of school. You're really focusing on this as a medium, as an artistic medium. You know, what is it about photography that draws you in?
Right now, it's photo for me is actually been a start to be a way of living. Like for a couple of years ago, I was thinking that it was almost like a religion, but now I don't think it's like a religion. It's more like it's definitely more a way of like thinking for me. Because already when I was a small kid, I was having like a very visual mind. And I always use my eyes as a camera, like doing this film movements when I was walking, and really, really have a passion for film and visual aesthetics.
And then when did you get your start skiing? Because photography is how you capture all this stuff, but how did skiing come into play?
Yeah, I was actually born into skiing. My dad and my mom was in love with skiing too. Like my dad was a ski bomber all to he was like in his 50s and then he's passed, sadly. But I have a family that are really into skiing as well. So I skied a lot when I was a kid. And then when I getting around 15 or something, I was feeling that I wanted to have like a professional career because it was so fun to ski and I really want to do that all the days.
It was just natural for you to have a camera in your hands and skis on your feet.
Not really, actually. The thing was, I was start to, like, first I skied for many, many years and I really wanted to be like a professional skier like all kids want, and I really like had a goal for that. But then sadly, I broke my neck. What was it, like 6 years ago now? So then I couldn't ski anymore. So, I mean, I could ski, but I couldn't like compete and I couldn't have the same development in skiing. So it was actually a pretty sad period of life to quit skiing. But then I always had this interest for photography and for visual aesthetics. always be like my second interest, except for skiing. So then so when I broke my neck, I just start to I have like 6 months where were supposed to be in bed, and I couldn't clean my room, I couldn't do my own dinner, I couldn't I couldn't do anything for 6 months. So then I start to shoot a lot more photos, and like after a while, it was just natural to start to shoot skiing.
Under unfortunate circumstances, it seems that this visual side of yourself has become inspired in a lot of ways.
Yes, indeed.
And let's talk about this photo of the year, man. You had a few submissions, and this photo was part of a story that came out in our January issue about the bunch, the guys you're skiing with. But you're capturing some really radical skiing. You know, what is it like skiing with these guys? And I know the photo of the year is of Leo Bjorklund, and you guys went on a great trip. You know, what's it like skiing with such energetic skiers?
That was the first day, so everyone was like super excited to just like experience the environment, and we always have this almost like problem because we can never like going that far from the from where we start because everyone is seeing so many spots that they want to hit all the time. They can find a little what do you call it that like, you know when a tree is chopped off.
A stump.
A stub, yeah, exactly. So they can just like ski in a stub for a day if they have time to. So it's like actually pretty hard to on a trip like that because then we're gonna ski in all the way to the top. But we were just reaching the snow and we were like, we want to ski here, but like we have to go a little bit further. But like we really want to ski here. So yeah, and I think it's so fun also like when they really think the spot is fun to ski on too. Like because I think the like how the bunch is skiing is I really compare it to some kind of dance. I definitely think it's an art form. And they also like they are artists all the time, you know. It's like when I ski with other group of skiers, they just like focus on the action. It's like the important thing is when you're for example on that wall ride or something, that is like when everything happened. But with the bunch, everything happened all the time. It's like artistic skiing, even when they don't even have their boots on. Yeah. So when we were in that ski trip, we were just like, we were supposed to go all the way to the top, but we were stopping and just find that like really cool spine, and we was just hitting that all day. And we had this like really cool backdrop that we never used because I was thinking it was like a little bit too cliche. It was like it was too beautiful, you know. The skiers were doing so many interesting like things. So if you have a very beautiful backdrop, then the focus can get taken away from the skier. And yeah, and I mean, I think that their skiing is so interesting. So it's so interesting to just shoot the skiing actually. So then you actually don't need a backdrop, you know. But then Leo, we saw that all the time, and Leo was like, "Yeah, should I do something there?" And yeah, say so like, "Yeah, let's go. It's gonna be at least something." And then Leo were, yeah, dropping away and did his magical turn. And you know, he's also a very artistic guy, so he's super easy to shoot. Like everything he does is just, it looks great.
And in an interesting way, the shot that got the award this year is the opposite of what you were just saying of how, you know, they're always jibbing and jumping and spinning off of every little thing. This shot is a large swooping straight up turn, and the backdrop, like you said, is almost too beautiful to, you know, to believe is real. So it's an interesting juxtaposition there. You're talking about the bunch's crazy artistic skiing. But this is just a simple image in a certain sense, and it's I think it's you know, that simplicity is the beauty.
Yeah, exactly, and also I think Leo's artistic side is really like you can really see that he's an artist too in this image, and that's what I really like about it. I think the skiing is very beautiful in that image. I mean the image itself is like postcard beautiful, but like skiing of Leo is just the dot over the eye.
It's extremely graceful, and there's so much speed too. You can sense how fast he's going too. That's one of the beautiful things about photography, is that ability to capture instants in time and freeze them forever.
Yeah.
And it seems like you have a lot of material to work with these guys. Does that make it, you know, does their constant energy make it easy or hard to be around it all the time?
For me, it's the opposite. I feel it's definitely my best friends, and we have so much fun together. It's like always when we see each other on trips and we're taking a share, everyone is like, cheers for my best friends, and everyone is like, yeah, really so much love in the bunch group. It's something I never experienced before with like so much love.
Do you find that on your travels the bunch kind of grows and grows?
Yes, for sure. We are like getting so many friends on every trip, so it's crazy. It's like every time you're going back from a trip, you have like 30 new friend requests on Facebook, and and I mean, it's so to say, call it the love in the bunch is it's so genuine as well. So like, and everyone is getting space to do whatever they want. So for example, if I like, we were in India, for example, I had like one day that was like a down day for me, that I couldn't like, I mean, it was so fun to just go around and see at things, so I couldn't like even focus to taking pictures. So then I was just like I was putting my camera in the backpack, and I was just walking around for hours, and they were like hitting this like super cool spot, and no one were caring that I didn't shoot it. And like, they like, Oliver can do his thing. He's doing his stuff, and they're doing their stuff, and if no one wants to shoot it with film or anything, they're gonna hit it anyway, because they just do it because it's fun. And it's not like, yeah, it's definitely not, we're not doing anything in front of the camera just because it's in front of the camera. It's just the way we like to hang out.
What do you guys have planned for the rest of the winter? What's going on next?
Yeah, we're gonna do a movie this year. So called, and I was gonna see if I remember it right, Interpretation. It's hard to pronounce. Everyone is super stoked to do this movie, and but we're gonna go to Kyrgyzstan and shoot. I don't know if it's gonna be street or if it's gonna be like on the mountains. Yeah, we will see. That's what I was saying. Like skiing was so much fun. Like before, because it was so interesting to learn all the stuff and like just like have contact with the snow and like feel your own like, I don't know, call it energy to work with the snow and the skis, and you get like a super power from skis. I mean, you can do so big things with skis on your feet that you can like even imagine if you don't have skis on. And and I think that it's like the same with photo too, that it's just making like, it's beautiful to be there and see everything, but like when you start taking pictures, then you can really like focus on small things that is, make it even more beautiful.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the Storytellers podcast. This has been awesome talking to you about the photo of the year and your artistic endeavors and everything in the future. Skiing with the bunch, there seems to be an inspired focus there, and you're capturing that essence, man.
Yeah, thank you. Very nice to be in the show as well. I'm super honored, super, super honored that the Powder also want to like take the time to appreciate my work and publish it. It's super, super fun to be in the show. Thank you to you, and thank you to Powder.
Well, that's our show. A big thanks to my guest, Ulrich Longhager, for being a part of the Storytellers, and an even bigger congratulations to him for winning Photo of the Year this year at the 17th Annual Powder Awards. Be sure to keep an eye on The Bunch and Ulrich's work in the future. You can find them at thebunch.se, where their newest video featuring footage from a trip to India is playing live on the homepage. And to hear more about The Bunch and their antics, you can find Cade Critchko's story, The Art of Fun, in Powder's January issue, which also features images, even full-page spreads, of Ulrich's photography. Stick around for more of the Storytellers next week on Powder Radio. We'll be going behind the scenes of the February issue, the last issue of the year, discussing a rundown ski resort in the Midwest, how to track down a legendary skier who's gone off the grid, and much more. That's all for now. Thanks again for listening to the Storytellers on Powder Radio. I'm your host, Sam Tigert, and we'll catch you next time.